This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. As Philadelphia works toward net zero greenhouse gas emissions by the year 2050, WHYY energy and environment reporter Susan Phillips tells us questions arise over whether PGW, Philadelphia Gas Works, is at odds with city officials when it comes to climate. PGW is the largest publicly owned gas utility in the country. Susan joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Susan, this story ties in with a recent PGW business diversification study, which details some options for how PGW can transition toward providing cleaner energy, and public comments are due today. Let's start there.
Sure. So the study was spearheaded by the city's Office of Sustainability, which is in charge of making sure the city meets its climate goals, and the Philadelphia Gas Commission, which oversees PGW. So the study outlines a number of options for transforming PGW from simply being a fossil fuel utility to an energy utility that could include distribution, say, of geothermal or renewable natural gas. Climate and social justice advocates are pushing for geothermal. Julie Greenberg, she's from the interfaith group Power. She wants the utility to transform in order to deliver clean energy that's also affordable.
You know, we don't want to have affordable energy that destroys our ability to live on the planet. We don't want to have renewable energy that no one can afford. We don't want the workforce to be abandoned. The workforce needs good jobs, and we can't have the pipes explode during the transition. So we also need health and safety investments.
So affordability is key here, because in a city like Philadelphia, one-third of gas customers have a difficult time paying their bills.
Right, right. Now, would you say this study is a roadmap and PGW doesn't really have to act on it?
That's right. But on top of that, there's a bill, Senate Bill 275 in Harrisburg, that would tie the city's hands when it comes to implementing changes outlined in this study.
Well, tell us about that.
So the bill would preempt or prevent local governments like Philadelphia from placing restrictions on fossil fuel utilities. For example, in Berkeley, California, back in 2019, that city passed a law that would prevent some new buildings from installing gas or oil furnaces. And that's what spurred a nationwide move by investor-owned utilities to enact these laws. PGW is also a dues-paying member of these industry groups that are pushing for these measures.
What does PGW say about this bill, Susan?
It says it doesn't take any position on the Pennsylvania version of the bill. Still, we obtained some information that raises questions, including a list of emails that show discussion back and forth between upper management at PGW, the utility's Harrisburg lobbyist, trade industry lobbyists, and the bill's sponsor, State Senator Jean Yaw, about draft language of the bill, as well as strategy surrounding the passage of the bill. So we don't know the content of the emails because PGW is fighting to keep them from public view through a pending right-to-know case. And I asked PGW about those emails, and PGW told me that it did not employ lobbyists to promote the bill, and that its staff provided only technical assistance.
What does the city of Philadelphia think about the bill?
So the city has a history of opposing any bill that would preempt its authority and told us that the administration explicitly told PGW not to lobby for the bill. Remember, the city owns PGW. It's not an investor-owned utility. And city council has also come out against the bill. Here's Councilmember Derek Green. He led the opposition, and mind you, he also chairs the Philadelphia Gas Commission, which approves PGW's budget.
And having legislation from the state level kind of dictating what we can do is not, in the best interest of the city when we're trying to see various options and still try to provide energy and heating for our constituents.
Okay. PGW spends money for lobbying and consulting, nothing illegal about that. It pays hundreds of thousands of dollars each year in trade membership dues, not uncommon for a utility, even one that is publicly owned. Does any of this run counter to the city's climate goals?
It's unclear, but this is what we do know. we obtained emails that indicate PGW's Vice President for Legislative and Regulatory Affairs, Gregory Stunder, is an active member of a committee of the American Public Gas Association, and one of the committee's goals is passage of these preemption bills. And these bills, of course, would block local governments like Philadelphia from enacting measures that promote cleaner energy.
Interesting. Without the text of the back-and-forth emails, Susan, regarding the state's preemption legislation, I guess it's unclear whether PGW has lobbied in support of Senate Bill 275.
There's a lot of questions we had for them that they didn't answer, so a lot of questions remain. But it is a unique situation here. You have a city trying to cut its carbon emissions while at the same time owning a fossil fuel utility. And that centuries-old fossil fuel utility may be facing an existential crisis with a global push to curb carbon emissions.
Well, thanks for your time this morning, Susan. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Susan Phillips is WHYY's energy and environment reporter, and you can read more about this today at whyy.org.